6007.
In other news, the DA says it hopes that the legal proceedings against former President Jacob Zuma will finally go ahead without any further delays. Yesterday, the presidency filed a notice in the Pretoria High Court to abide by the court's decision on the application by the DA. The party filed papers in court 2 months ago to stop the state from paying Zuma's legal fees. According to the DA's James Salve, Zuma has already spent 15.3 million rand defending himself against corruption allegation. Presidency spokesperson Kusala Diko explains.
In essence, what this means is that the court will make its decision based on the information that is presented to it, and the presidency will do everything in its power to supply all the information that is required to allow the court to reach a soundly considered judgment, and we will therefore abide by that decision.
And on the other hand, the Democratic Alliance has described President Cyril Ramaphosa's first 100 days in office as underwhelming, saying South Africans expected more from the president. Yesterday, the party reviewed Ramaphosa's performance so far as he marks 100 days in office later this week. DA leader Musi Maimane says the country remains stuck in a job crisis while politicians continue to commit acts of corruption and nepotism. On land reform, Maimane says the president has failed to carve his own view on the issue and has resorted to the divisive rhetoric of the ANC. He says Ramaphosa has tap danced around the issue.
Again, in the State of the Nation address, he reaffirmed his commitment to expropriation without compensation. It certainly would be damaging to our economy and